With WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Pennsylvania has recorded its first deaths from measles in 35 years. The state's Department of Health confirmed today two people have died from the illness in Lancaster County. State officials aren't releasing any details about the victims other than to say they were not vaccinated. The highly contagious virus is preventable with a safe and effective vaccine that's widely available. Nearly 400 cases of measles have been reported in Pennsylvania this year, with more than half of those in Lancaster and Chester counties. The Market Street Bridge is closed to cars for more than a year as part of a nearly $150 million rehabilitation project. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The bridge that carries Market Street over the Schuylkill River will be closed to cars and bikes until at least October 2027. Drivers will be detoured to Chestnut and Walnut Streets, but pedestrians will still be able to get across using a sidewalk. The bridge will be reconstructed to include wider driving lanes, a protected bike lane, and new traffic signals and lighting. Parking restrictions around the area will also be in effect. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union's digital operations started a second day this morning out of commission. Members are having trouble accessing the website or the app, and they're worried about their accounts. Our news partner 6ABC found the main website shows an offer to buy the domain for $10,000 on GoDaddy.com. Records show it appears to be under the control of a person, possibly from Saudi Arabia, who re-registered the site at 2:17 Monday afternoon. Both the Facebook page and hotline for Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union say the Chad's Ford-based institution is having technical issues and working to get service restored. Outside right now, some clouds, but plenty of blue skies and sun on display. Right now, 80 in Center City, Philadelphia. We're expecting that mix of clouds and sun to last for the next few hours. Overnight, mostly clear skies, temperatures getting down into the mid-60s. Looking ahead to tomorrow, slightly warmer than today. Some clouds, but plenty of sunshine again. Then on Thursday, that's when clouds and some stormy conditions could threaten the region.